Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The DH, Laron Lee. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Arlen. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ed Sprague. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arlen fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Arlen. Coluccio moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ellis settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Ellis. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coluccio moves to third. Briggs moves to second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis takes first base on ball four. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ellis. The throw from Porter and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. One out. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Spikes reaches second base with a double. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick takes first base on ball four. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coluccio takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Yount reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Coluccio goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount scores. Money moves to second. It's 3-0, Brewers. Bruce Ellingson now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Porter reaches second base with a double. Money scores. Briggs goes all the way around to score. Porter moves to third. It's 5-0, Brewers. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellingson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sprague fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coluccio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Coluccio reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coluccio moves to third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Money bunts towards the mound. Ellingson juggles the ball. That's an error on Ellingson. Coluccio scores. Yount moves to third. Money moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Briggs strikes out. 1 out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter strikes out. 2 outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson is walked intentionally. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. Money scores. Johnson moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-0, Brewers. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 11-0, Brewers. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell now playing left field. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to second. Alan Ashby pinch runs for Dave Duncan. Ed Crosby pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hendrick moves to third. Ashby moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Bell reaches second base with a double. Hendrick scores. Ashby scores. Crosby moves to third. It's 11-2, Brewers. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crosby scores. Bell moves to third. It's 11-3, Brewers. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Alan Ashby now catching. Ed Crosby now playing shortstop. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount tags and scores. Two outs. It's 12-3, Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Vukovich now playing third base. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee strikes out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vukovich fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing center field. Bob Hansen pinch hits for Darren Johnson. Bob Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hansen trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. May moves to second. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Johnson reaches second base with a double. May scores. It's 13-3, Brewers. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Garcia now playing second base. Tim Johnson now playing shortstop. Ken Berry now playing right field. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby strikes out. One out. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crosby takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Alvarado pinch hits for Jack Broemer. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards third. Vukovic settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing second base. Oscar Gamble now playing right field. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vukovic fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hegan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 15-3, Brewers. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 15, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby strikes out. Two outs. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 15, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.